I wanted to be sure that he didn't find some bug under the rug. He's a suspicious man.
Yeah.
And I had to call him into it. Now he's gone and made a damn fool speech. Why, I don't know. I wouldn't tell my mother hardly. But he's praising Meany all over the lot. Meany thinks that Morris has played hell and would have had a settlement a week ago if he'd kept his fool mouth shut. He's threatened them and he's blackmailed them and he's told them if they don't take his board that he'll do this and he'll do that.
Yeah.
So, C. Miller's a new man, head of this union. He's got a lot of youngsters in it and he's not sure himself. And he has to go to them and get them to ratify it. And he wants to kind of feel it out before he ties on to be sure he get ratified. Now they pick up the ticker and they read where Meany has really performed a great service. It looks like he's had to bail C. Miller out and do his job, just kind of like they'd say Dick Russell had to really perform a service for you after you got in trouble. And you know how that makes every human feel.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can do it, but if we can keep the senators from giving their personal opinions and their views about something they don't know a damn thing about, and it would be awfully helpful. Now, he knows nothing about what Meany did except I told him that we had pulled them together, but the details of it, he was just told that what the substance was so that he could really answer somebody like Dirksen. Now, Dirksen's got out a statement how this is liable to blow through the guideline and it'll be terrible and it'll hit the sky and it'll bring on high prices and stuff like that.
Well, I said somewhat the same thing when I was asked at the opening of the Senate room.
Well,
I think about it.
Well, I don't think we, I think it, if we could wait till we do know. Now, the facts are these. The productivity increases 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And until you go over 9, you're not going to have any increase in cost.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be considerably under 9. So a fellow that's talking about how it's going to blow the prices is just not informed, you see, and he gets everybody concerned. Furthermore, he gets some of these little carriers that may not be too hot. It makes them think that they can get a law breaking the strike and they don't need to sign up, you see.
Yeah.
Now, we think we just got a hell of a good agreement from the standpoint of pricing, and as good as we could get from the standpoint of guidelines. It's much less than Reuther got.
Good.
Until we get it, we don't want our speeches to keep us from getting it. So I think if you could say to Morris, these people haven't agreed to this, they put it off. I'm told our speeches up here are not going to get them to agree to it. If we just wait a little bit and issue statements how what they did, and maybe you could say to Dirksen that this is going to be, according to the economists, less than Reuther got, and with it's not going to be a 3.2, but it's going to be under 5, and that it's not going to affect prices because productivity is 9% anyway, so he could be reassured a little bit. Maybe he wouldn't have to say anything.
Fine. I'll go down and talk to him.
All right. Much obliged.
Don't say anything besides this.
No, I think if they ask you anymore, I saw your statement. I didn't think your statement hurt a thing. I thought you said it. In fact, you hoped it would be such a statement that it wouldn't affect
the
price. Well, it is. Now, Dirksen doesn't say that, though. Dirksen says that there's great danger here of it. And Morris says that Meany has done a great service. Now, that's fine. I love Meany, and I want him after it's settled to get proper, but I don't want, from my getting up saying that Dirksen's done a great service to keep Mansfield from agreeing to, you know what I mean?